I'm Joanna Koprowicz. I'm one of the ALI organizers. And you are very welcome to this session. I am an agile coach. I'm also a professional coach. So that growth mindset comes a little bit from coaching, professional coaching. But personally, I think it's very useful, very beneficial. That's why I would like to share it with you. So what's a growth mindset? Growth mindset is a concept popularized by Stanford psychologist Carol Dweck in her book, Mindset, The New Psychology of the Success. And before actually we go and try to define what that concept stands for, let's do a brief exercise. So in the chat, if you could put thumbs up, if it's, you know, thumbs up is for a growth mindset, or thumbs down is for a fixed mindset. What the statement, where would you classify the statement? I need to avoid making any mistakes. Where do you think, is it growth mindset or a fixed mindset? Another statement, feedback will help me learn. Mm-hmm. Another, I just need to try. Again, thumbs up for growth mindset or thumbs down fixed mindset. And even if you don't know, try to guess. This is good enough. Any suggestion? Okay. I'm not good at maths. Or I already know it. We will figure it out. I wonder who could help us or who could help here. It will never work here. I'm not a leader. We tried it before and it didn't work. Whilst we did it, so this is, you know, not constructive. So we are focusing on negatives. So when we do this, you know, the next problem will come up and, you know, we will need to do this and we'll have more work. So the focus is negative. Is it, you know, growth mindset or fixed mindset? I will improve with practice. We will never get there. Mistakes help me learn. We managed before, we'll need to learn new skills, but we can do that. And is this my best work? Okay, so thanks very much. And one more actually, once we will do this, we might find a solution to potential future issues. So it's a constructive mindset. So it's focusing on a constructive, on positives. Okay, so thanks very much to everybody who participated. We won't be discussing the answers because I think the answers will be revealed as we go through the course. You will find out what that is. And you will be able to validate it yourself. So we will start with the fixed mindset. So fixed mindset is a belief that our, you know, skills, our abilities, our talents, we are born with them and we cannot change them. So you are born with that set and that's who you are. And people with fixed mindset, they tend to be more risk averse and they avoid challenges, because those can expose they are getting easily discouraged and give up quickly in the face of setbacks or impediments, problems, obstacles, because they see it as the evidence it cannot be done. So the moment they face something, it's a proof, no, it cannot be done. And then we have on the other side, we have a growth mindset. So it's a belief that our abilities and talents can be developed and improved with time and hard work. And, you know, so if we learn and if we dedicate ourselves and apply ourselves, we can master the skill. So that's a position that we believe we are in control and we have a choice for action or inaction. So inaction is also an action. If we decide to do nothing, not to grow, not to develop, not to learn, not to progress, it's also a choice, our choice. And brain, like any other muscle, needs to be used and challenged to grow. And more we practice, more connections in brain we establish. And that's why there's a belief, more you practice, better you get. So the belief is, if you're not good at something, it means you didn't practice enough. You have to put more work into it. You have to repeat it more frequently. And people with a growth mindset, they tend to be more positive, optimistic, resilient, persistent, motivated in face of challenges, because they find challenges, it's like a test. Can I do it? I have to just use my brain to figure it out how to achieve it, how to get there. And they also find, and that's very interesting, they see failure as an opportunity to learn and grow. And they do not see failure as a reflection on their abilities. And they are more likely to take risk, you know, try new things and pursue their goals with sense of purpose and passion. And, you know, if you look at successful entrepreneurs, Elon Musk probably comes to the mind the most, but, you know, they can fail time after time, and they still persist because they believe they can. So depending on which mindset we operate in, it can influence the way we go or grow or, you know, do not develop or do not grow. And it impacts our actions. So now, question for everybody is, can you have both a growth and fixed mindset at the same time? And that's, if you could type in the chat, I would, you know, probably yes, no answer is enough, but if you want to put a full sentence as well, but can you have both a growth and fixed mindset?
I will
have a look at the chat. Yes, 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 yeah. Excuse me. Okay, so I think we have consensus here. So yes, we can have, you know, our mindset can change by the day, by the skill, by the project, by the moon, you know, probably by the moon phases as well. But it's seasonal. So one day you can feel, yes, I can do that. Another day you can feel never. So yes, it's natural. And that's why it's so important that we are self-aware, because the moment we are self-aware, we can do something about it. We can correct the actions. There is a quite useful acronym, BAC, called BAC. So it might help you to remember. Belief leads to action, and that leads to growth. So depending, if you believe, I can do it. I managed before, I will do it again. Yes, we are smart, we can figure it out. It will lead to an action. Let's try it, let's think, let's brainstorm, let's do something about it. And then it will lead to growth. So, you know, belief, it's like a fuel. If you believe you can, you can. And then, you know, the action is absolutely the key to the growth, because with time and patience and effort and experimentation and hard work, you can get there if you take action. So growth mindset, you know, having that belief ignites. And people, you know, teens, people who are having that belief, that positive outlook, they are more likely to start learning, experimenting, and trying something. You know, they will be open to try something, learn from it, and then maybe change it, adjust. But they will be open to try it. They will build resilience. So if they, in the face of impediments or difficulties, they will think, okay, what can we do now? How to, what's the next step? They will be focused on overcoming that impediment, that problem, rather than, you know, seeking evidence, this is not working. They will think how to make it work rather than, no, this is, doesn't work, and finding the reasons why this cannot work. And they will also believe this is only a temporary setback. So this is, you know, that there is a, you know, after night is a day, and we need to just persist and try it again until we get there. And people also with growth mindset in general, they're hungrier. You know, the level of ambitions and hunger for success is higher. So they want to, you know, they want to drive forward. With a fixed mindset, it's a little bit different story. So it's nearly in a polar, well, it's not nearly, it's practically a polar opposite of growth mindset. So people who are fixed-minded, very often they're demotivated. They're less likely to start, you know, learning or trying something, experimenting, because, you know, we tried already and didn't work. You know, this will never work here because, and they are so, the energy is so focused, you know, they're so focused on finding why this cannot work. They will find, you know, all the energy goes in it, and they, you know, they do not have energy then left to try and actually prove the other, you know, the on the contrary. They also give up easily because they do believe that, you know, the starting point, the mental starting point is no, this won't work. So the moment they face the impediments, they feel overwhelmed. They feel, yes, you know, like we cannot do it. This only proves this is not doable. Like, why to bother? And sometimes also people fixed-minded are big-headed. So they believe that, yes, I'm successful. I've done it. You know, I know how to do it. We're smart enough. We don't have to improve. We're good enough. This is it. There is no time to spend more, or there is no benefit to it to learn and develop further or improve further. So growth comes from growth mindset. So that positive belief I can do, which leads to positive action, and then where development and growth comes from. And then on the contrary, if we have this negative mindset, I can't do it, won't work, we probably won't take action, or the action we'll take will be less committed. And then it leads to stagnation. So no growth. Anybody who have any questions so far on it? Okay, I guess silence, it's a no. Okay. So the question is, what is the benefit of a growth mindset in embracing agile ways of working? And now I will stop sharing for a second, because the idea was, I want to see how many people, we have 10 people. The idea was to put everybody into breakout rooms and discuss that. So you can network a little bit, and you can discuss, you know, you can enrich your network. And so you have that support group, so you can discuss it with other people. So please tell me this, put in the chat if you would like to do it or not, and we'll go with the majority. So yes or no, or thumbs up, thumbs down, whatever you prefer, but give me some feedback in chat if you would like to go to breakout rooms for probably around 5 minutes. Okay. No, okay. Okay, it's a no. That's fine. So let me share my screen again. Can somebody please validate you can see it? Okay.
Yep.
Thank you very much. Yeah. So, what is the benefit of a growth mindset in embracing agile ways of working? A worth reflection. I will give you already answers, but that's only part of it. So there is definitely more to it. So teams and people, team members who have a growth mindset, they will continuously improve and learn. The team members will be more focused on prioritized work. And they will focus on the near future rather than overthinking in general, the big picture. They will have the mindset, you know, let's do one step and we'll figure out the next one when we are on that journey. The teams are more adaptive. So yes, they made one step, second step, oh, there's some impediment, some challenge, some bump on the road. Okay, let's figure out how to approach it now, and they will adapt to it and they will progress with work further. The team members who, you know, are, you know, the team who has a growth mindset will be at ease with trying new ways of working. And I on purpose didn't put it here, agile ways of working, because it's not about agile. It's about trying something new, improving. So they will be reflective. They will think, they were like, okay, this didn't work, what can work? And they will be constantly trying to improve and search for that better ways of, new way of working. And even in face of, okay, let's try agile, even if it was mandated, you know, you might have people with fixed minded who will be like, that will never work, we tried before, you know, and finding the reasons why this cannot work. And then people with growth mindset will be like, okay, give it a chance and see. We will try it, we'll do our best, and let the evidence, you know, tell us the other story. And, you know, I already mentioned it, so team members will be getting better and better. Teams will be continuously improving. They will be focused on solution, and there is a belief there's always a solution. So it's just, it might be hard to find how, but there's always way to find it. And, you know, there's always way forward. And it's very interestingly, because Agile highlights, when you start doing Agile will highlight the issues within teams, within organizations. So having growth mindset will definitely allow the teams to positively adapt and find way forward. So when you start agile ways of working, you might start, you know, the problems will start surface. And then people with growth mindset will be like, okay, so how are we going to deal with it? What are we going to do about it? How are we going to resolve? And so on and so on. So there are loads of benefits of having growth mindset. And I believe, you know, it's very important for team leaders to realize it and, you know, work with the teams on developing. Growth mindset is a skill. Like any other skill, it needs time and practice to be developed. Starting point is the self-awareness. So about me, but also looking at our team. Are we actually looking at positives? Are we looking how to make it happen? Or actually, are we presenting a fixed mindset? Also, as we can change, team members can change. So we have to remember, on one team, you might have a few people who will be on that particular day more uplifted and presenting growth mindset, and then some people who will be presenting more fixed mindset. So being able to discuss it and think what's happening, why, so people, the team is self-aware which direction they are going heading. I think it's very, very useful for any team leader or scrum master. And then another exercise that I had planned, but you don't want to do it, so it's okay. It's to discuss examples when you presented a growth mindset and situation when you presented a fixed mindset. So I actually, because, you know, learning is about reflection. So I would actually like ask you to take literally 1 minute and think for yourself, when did you present a growth mindset? What's the situation, personal or professional, recently that you show a growth mindset? And when was the situation that you actually presented fixed mindset? To just help you to realize it, that. And the team, you know, the group that you are all together in one room, you can discuss it as well together if you want. But I will pause here for a second, like for a minute, literally for a minute, I will give you a break to think about it. You know, how to change, you know, that it's very important to be aware, because the moment you are aware, you can actually change that. So, you know, how to rephrase it. And it's sometimes it's a matter of just rephrasing it. We don't have time for that. We'll make time for that. Can we make time for that? Or team X will not like this. or they don't want to do that, or they will, you know, they won't be happy with that change. So let's check with TeamX how we can make it work. We've done this before and it didn't work. Well, let's do what we can now and leave the worry about future problems for later. Or it can be we've done this before and we've learned something. So make sure we will, you know, get lessons learned from that learning and progress from there. We tried the change with the team before. So let's check with Team X how we can make it work. Let's do what we can now and leave the worry about the future problems for later. We tried before. Let's find out what needs to be improved. And, you know, we tried the change with the team before. Let's find out what didn't work and build on it. So there's lots of, sometimes it's a matter of just rephrasing the sentence. The partners don't work in agile way. Thus, we can't either. Well, you can say the partners don't work in agile way. So let's focus on what's within our control, what we can do. And then we'll worry about the mess later. So sometimes it just, you know, it's a matter of like, if you're aware of what's happening, then you can reframe, and that you can see the benefit of it then. Just, you know, summarizing, people or teams, environments who are fixed-minded, in general, there is this kind of atmosphere, oh, I cannot be bothered. The change is, you know, overwhelming. Figuring out things is very scary. There is lots of focus on negative thinking, what's not working, what cannot be done, why it will never work. Those, you know, teams or people are reluctant to learn. They are afraid to fail, because that will prove they were right, it cannot be done, and it will show maybe somebody will think they have no skills or things like that. Also, if you are with a team that the moment they stuck, they give up. The moment they hit any, you know, impediments and problems, they give up. That's another sign that might be a team with a fixed mind. Please, if you could mute yourself, whoever is not muted, I would appreciate it. Thank you. And, you know, they also, like, when people say, like, oh, you know, it's they do not challenge a status quo. It is what it is. You know, that's the way we work here. That's the way it has to be. You know, that's also another sign of a fixed mindset. And then, on the other hand, the organizations, teams, people who have growth mindset, they will embrace the opportunities, opportunities to learn, and they will find those opportunities exciting, because it's an exciting journey of discovery, exciting journey of learning something, of figuring it out, and coming up with solution. They will celebrate trying. So it's not only about the outcome, it's also about the effort, and they will celebrate that. They believe they can do it, they can learn it, they just need to figure it out what skills they need, what needs to happen, and so on. They are very much focused on resolving those problems. And effort is part of the journey. So this is linked with celebrating trying. So they know with time they will figure it out. They will fail and fail and fail 1,000 times, for example, like other inventors, but they will get there. And they will focus very much on what can be done and those mini steps. You know, step by step, we'll figure it out. And also, it's worth mentioning that top-class performance, they set very ambitious goals and they fail. Those are desires. You know, they are very often stretched goals, so it's very hard to achieve them, if not impossible. And they're not afraid to fall short. They're not afraid to fail, because they know they are learning through that journey. So it was still a winner. And that's pretty much on my part. We will have a few questions But before we go to the questions, I would like to invite you to the next Ali meetup. This is Ali Recommends. So this is organized by our friends, another organization that we are friends with. And this is in person meetup in Dublin. And you can find the details on our meetup page. Okay, I guess no questions. So that's pretty much it on my part. If you ever, you know, would like to discuss the topic in more details, or you would like to give me some feedback on that presentation, I very much would encourage you to connect with me. And the team that is all in one room, I very much would encourage you to do some exercises and have a thinking about it and discussions around those questions I posed there. Because again, reflection brings awareness. Awareness can bring the change. So this is, you know, this is the sequence. Anyway, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much.